coach could.
Mitchell and Olson might get to the basket a lot, and you did a pretty good job. I mean, she shoots. It's hard to argue with 36 points, but you made her kind of a perimeter person. Is that what you're trying to do coming in?
Well, we were trying, but we didn't do a great job in the first half of that. You know, she had 6 threes at the half. And she's just unbelievably talented, and we knew that coming in. You know, she comes out as the number one ranked player in the nation last year, and she is an elite player. And we knew it was going to take a number of players on our team to pay attention to her and to be able to try to help contain her. She still ends up with 36. I thought we did a much better job in the second half of containing her and forcing her into more contested shots and getting rid of the ball more. But she had a heck of a first half with 20 points.
But again, she likes to attack the basket. I don't think she got to the basket until late in the game. Was that something that you wanted?
Yes, we wanted to try to stay arm's length away, and we knew she could shoot that shot, but we wanted her shots to be a little bit tougher. Second half, we did a much better job. She didn't get in the paint as easily, and she didn't get as free for those looks.
They're small. They're starting line. I mean, they have some size that comes off the bench, but did you kind of plan on having an edge inside with rebounding?
Well, rebounding was certainly one of the two main keys for the game for us. I'm very proud of our young ladies for getting 60 boards tonight, out rebounding by 20. Really proud of our guards. You know, we have Michaela Bailey who gets in there and gets 12 rebounds for us at 5'0". So just really proud of their grit and fight down there. You know, Shay ends up with 18 boards, but I thought we were just resilient going to the glass tonight. But we thought that was one area that we could take advantage of coming into the game.
I know this is your first year there, but how large was it getting her to come?
Well, Shay's been a difference maker in a lot of ways all year for us. We thought that she brought an element to our team that we didn't have, and her combined with the talent that already exists there, I just think it was a natural fit. And she's playing extremely well for us, ending up with 29-18 tonight. Just couldn't be more proud of her and her performance, and we told her she played like a first-round pick tonight.
Shay, and looking at them on film, did you think you might be able to have a big game, like getting inside on them and getting the second chance opportunities and the other things?
Yeah, we talked about it just watching film that they give up a lot of old boards, so I kind of focus on that. Just come into the game to really crash the boards. That's what the coach asked me to do, is get a couple putbacks, you know, get in there and get some second looks, second opportunities, and I was able to do that tonight against them just because, you know, there's holes in their defense.
Why did you choose them?
Up-tempo. I played against them before. I like the way that they run their team. It's fast and it's kind of my pace. And then you had two great players here, Rachel and Amanda, and that was something that I knew if I came into, we could definitely make a run and deep into the NCAA tournament.
Did you know her, I guess?
Knew of her just playing BCU twice. So I knew her style of play.
And it's colder there, though.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry. this game, again, they made some runs at you in the second half, and you only look like 60, but I mean, you guys hold it together pretty good without Rachel. How have you played without Rachel?
I think we just all stepped up as a unit. You know, our guards, we asked them to maybe get some more rebounds. Everyone just had something that they needed to contribute a little bit more, a little bit extra as a team, and I think that we've been doing that very well, and I think our chemistry is just grown each and every game, on and off the court.
Coach, I saw the buckets with Bantam t-shirts. Is that a charity or is that just something the kids are doing for Rachel?
Well, when she went out, we were in finals week, so we had a little bit of time to kind of catch our breath, gather ourselves, and try to figure out how we were going to overcome such a devastating loss to our team. You know, preseason Big Ten player of the year. And I contacted Amanda Zowie B and asked her if she could connect with her teammates and see if there was something they would like to do. And they very quickly got back to me with the idea of the Buckets for Bantam t-shirts. And they've absolutely exploded. It's been a big hit, and it was a way that they wanted to honor Rachel.
Have they surprised you at all with how well they played since she was gone?
Well, they surprise me each and every day. Again, I'm very proud of them. And just the way that they've connected, they've been very inspired to play even more together in Rachel's absence. And what they're doing is really amazing, and I'm just so proud of them.
You're in the top 25, I think, for the first time, maybe since Lindsay and Janelle. That's a while, but did you see that coming in? I mean, you did have the two All-Big Ten players, but you lose one. one.
Well, we were very aggressive in our approach. We didn't want it to be take a long time for us to enter the top 25 or to be an elite program in the nation. We speak about it all the time. Those are our goals. We want to take this team or this program back to a Final Four, and we're very aggressive in what we're doing. So, you know, we come in with someone like Shay. This is her last go at it. And so we didn't want to really say that we wanted to wait to reach those and attain those goals. But it is the first time entering the top 25 in 10 years. And we've not had a lot of success here at Ohio State, so I think this is our third all-time win here. So just they've just been doing incredible things, our young ladies, and we're just going to keep enjoying it and keep working hard and stay very humble and keep doing what we're doing.
Have you seen a team change as much as Ohio State has since the last time you faced them? It's literally a new team.
Yes, they're very different looking. Been in here the last couple years, and they're getting more and more athletic and more talented, I think, over time here. I know they've suffered some injuries, and they don't have a lot of depth, but they have some very quality young ladies on their team, very talented young ladies. And I think their potential to do very well is there.
Is it kind of getting, I guess, getting old hat for you to come back here now? It's a bigger deal before. It's kind of another place to visit.
Well, no, it's always special coming home. And, you know, we would never take that for granted. But every time we walk in here, I think, you know, my assistant coach, Coach Nick, and I get chills. It's a very special place to us. You know, I grew up in the state and grew up a Buckeye fan as a youngster. So it's very nice coming back here and seeing friends and family, people I haven't seen, some of them in many years. I have high school teachers that showed up out there tonight. So it's just really special for us to come back here each time.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.